You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
The government has announced last week that it has approved funding for a new rail service from Hamilton to Auckland. The service will start at Frankton Station in Hamilton and end at Papakura, and it will have two return services each weekday and one return service on Saturday. I spoke with Hamilton Mayor Andrew King about this, and I first asked, what is the purpose of this rail?
To give people another option for transport, to look after the environment, and to actually let people get into Auckland to do business, or people from Auckland to come into Hamilton to do business, in a way where they're not flustered and where they haven't been sitting in traffic for 2 hours to get here.
The train will be taking around about 300 people a day up and down. And it'll mean that people can leave early in the morning, they can get up into Auckland, they can do connect and do business, but not be stressed before they get there.
Will it also, on the public sector, create more jobs for the city itself?
Yes, well, this is the start. This is the beginning of a journey. This is the beginning of a process. It's cost a lot of money has been put into this. It's been done properly, and as we improve the service may increase in frequency. The length of the train can be increased, and it's a start of another form of transport that Hamilton hasn't had for a long time.
And benefits wise, do you think it'll be more beneficial to Hamilton more than Auckland?
I think it'll be a benefit both ways. I mean, we've got people who are going to Auckland to work. They'll be putting into the Auckland economy, and you've got that money coming back into the Hamilton economy. So I think it's a benefit for both Auckland and for Hamilton. So there'll also be people coming from Auckland back into Hamilton as well, as once the service really increases in frequency.
Will this rail going to improve the tourism industry in Hamilton?
No, it's not aimed at the tourist, it's aimed at the business person at this stage.
Right.
But if it increases in frequency, then yes, it may well be more inclusive for tourists and recreational users and other people.
Now we're on the question of frequency. We all know the proposed service will only have two services every weekday. Why is that?
Because at this is the beginning of a service. This is just the start of the process. So as time goes forward and the money's been spent on the infrastructure, on the trains, on the carriages, so as the demand grows, the service frequency will grow as well.
Do you think right now only two services per weekday is enough?
Yes, we think that's enough to get started. I mean, the concept of the train at this stage is to get people from Hamilton to Auckland in the morning and get them back at night. But as the money's been spent, the trains, the rolling stock are there, so that as that increases and we get a service going back and forward, that will happen as the demand increases.
Will the trains be more frequent in the future?
Well, we don't know until we get the service going, two trains going up in the morning, two trains coming back at night. So as I say, as the demand increases, we'll look at that then.
Would you like to see the service expand further, let's say up to Auckland City Centre or down south all the way to Wellington?
Well, look, at this stage, where the population base is in Auckland with 1.5 million people and in Hamilton with 170,000 people and the Greater Waikato having 500,000 people. So we think at this stage getting the service going between Hamilton and Auckland is remarkable, and we're very pleased with that. We haven't started to think about trains going further afield at this stage.
What do you think? Do you want to see an expanded service from your own point of view?
No, not at this stage. I think running a train at the speed that our train is running between Hamilton heading south to Wellington is more of a tourist venture at this stage. The trains and the lines and stuff aren't good enough to run a fast service, and if it was aimed at the business markets, I don't think it would work
right
at this stage. But in time, if a very fast train went in the future, like we're seeing in Asia, with, of course that may change, but we have, in New Zealand with their topography, we have planes that do that type of service, and they do it very well.
Rewire.
Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
And that was Hamilton Mayor Andrew King, and the new rail service is going to be launched mid-2020. Kei te whakarongo koe, ki te wire marunga BFM. You are listening to The Wire on 95BFM, and remember, you can text us your thoughts on this story or any other stuff on...
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.